From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and Thursday is the day we read from your email, and we received lots of feedback about Michelle Norris's interview with Liza Mundy. She's the author of a book about infertility treatments. It's called Everything Conceivable. Well, Marcia Pavkovich of Flint, Michigan writes, "It was refreshing to finally hear someone discussing the issue of premature and multiple births with complete candor. I have taught such children for 26 years and have never worked with a child born under 2 pounds who has not had some kind of physical or cognitive issue. Thank you, Ms. Mundy, for being the voice of reality." Well, listener Kate Soa was unhappy with that discussion. "Please be careful," she writes, "when you talk about infertility in such general and unforgiving terms. Your story made infertile couples sound like crazed, baby-hungry lunatics. No one enters into these procedures lightly. Ms. Mundy's attitude seems very judgmental and simplified." In our story about Washington State's law banning text messaging while driving, reporter Hannah Jaffe Walt and author Linda Stone hit the road to find some violators.
She's doing email. Oh my gosh, she is so not eyes on the road. She is so eyes on her BlackBerry.
Well, Chris Dodson from Gilbert, Arizona, had this response. He writes, "I have to smile at the irony of Linda Stone driving through traffic looking for other people not paying attention to the road. I would like to ask Ms. Stone where her eyes were when she said of the driver next to her, 'She is so not eyes on the road.'" Adam Naylor of Tampa, Florida, writes in with this critique of our stories about bad customer service. "You missed the point," he tells us. "Every day, consumers choose price over service. More extensive training, lower turnover, more motivated employees all cost time and money. This translates to higher prices for the customer. If service is truly more important to the consumer than marginal differences in price, they should spend their money where the service is better." Well, some listeners were impressed by the service Rosemarie Beebe gives graduates at Santa Clara University, and several people did correct me that Santa Clara University is in the city of Santa Clara, not in San Jose, proof that I do not know the way to Santa Clara. Beebe reads the names during the commencement ceremony, and she goes to great lengths to pronounce each one correctly, and some of them are pretty tough.
I remember one name that I read in 2001. It was the valedictorian, and I definitely practiced that name so much. I was dreaming the name. The student's name was Dana Kealiinui Pi'ilani Omaui Creston Wolf.
Well, that brought back memories for listener Kate Martin of Loveland, Colorado. She used to announce the batters at Little League games in Alaska.
"One day a girl's mother pulled me aside before a game with a problem. Nobody knew how to pronounce her daughter's name. They always just called her Sina A, or they stumbled over it as she came up to bat. So I practiced for the few minutes I had before her game. When she came up to bat, I announced it. 'Now batting for Simonia Little League, Sina, ala ile fala yula.' She turned around and flashed me a big smile and then hit a stand-up double."
Well, we want to know what you think of our program, good and bad. Send us comments at our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.